Show and tell.
Ty J, age 5, Idaho, USA. Likes riding his bike, playing on the swings, and reading stories. He enjoys taking care of his pet cat. His favorite part of the friend is the coloring pages.
Lauren and Amanda W., ages 8 and 11, California, USA, are sisters who enjoy playing the piano and tap dancing. They both play soccer and like being coached by their dad. They once gave their friend a CTR ring, and now all three girls wear their rings to school.
Bradford, Blakely, Abby, and Baya are ages 2, 9, 7, and 4, Utah, USA, enjoy jumping on their trampoline and swimming. This summer, they visited church and American history sites, including the Mayflower.
Resist temptation. Resist temptation's power, and look to the light, for hope will always stay in sight. So long as we hold strong to the iron rod, our lives will not be buried in the sod. Resist temptation's power, stay true to your word, for you can always depend on Jesus Christ, our Lord. Gavin D., age 11, Virginia, USA.
During family home evening, I found out I'm related to Edward Partridge, the first bishop of the church. Since that family home evening lesson, I've been very interested in family history work. I love to go online and research my ancestors. I have found census records with information about my ancestors. I am excited for my family to do the temple work for the people I have found. Our family is linked through temple work. Carly B., age 9, Texas, USA.
One day I was playing on the playground, and there was a girl who had a different-looking face. My mom told me that she couldn't help that she was born that way. A boy was being mean to the girl, and I didn't want her to have her feelings hurt, so I played with her. She was fun to play with and was really nice. I'm glad I got to play with her. I chose to do the right thing by not making fun of someone who looked different. Caroline S., age 7, North Carolina, USA.
On Sunday, my bishop challenged every member of our ward to give out a copy of the Book of Mormon during the week. On Monday, my family prayed to know who each person should give their Book of Mormon to. I felt like I should give mine to my preschool teacher, Miss Stacy. She attends a church right next to my ward building and has asked me a few questions about our church. During family home evening, I marked the scripture passage Moroni, chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, and bookmarked it with a pass-along card. I glued my picture in the front cover and wrote my name. I was so excited to give it to her. The next morning, I walked to preschool and handed her the Book of Mormon. She smiled really big and said, "Thank you so much. I'm so glad I accepted our bishop's challenge to share a Book of Mormon." Jackson M., age 5, Arizona, USA.
I am the only member of the church in my class at school. One day, I had a substitute teacher, and she asked a question about a Christian religion in a different country. I thought the answer was Mormons, so I answered her question. She told me that she wanted to know a Christian religion. Because she thought that Mormons were not Christians, I told her that Mormons are Christians because we believe in Jesus Christ. I had just been baptized, and I knew that I believed in Jesus Christ. Our church is His church. I bore my testimony of the Savior to my whole class. Many people have asked me questions about my religion since that day, and I have been able to be a missionary and share the gospel because I stood up for my beliefs. Tate M., age 8, Virginia, USA.
My friend gave me an invitation to her party. I was so excited until I noticed it was on Sunday. My mom called her mom and explained that we made a decision many years ago that Sundays are a day of worship and a day to spend time with our family, and that I wouldn't be able to go to the party. Then my friend's mom changed the day of the party to a Saturday, just so I could come. I love my friends. Emma F., age 8, Ohio, USA.
Other contributors to Show and Tell. Jeffrey M., age 6, Maryland, USA. Matthew M., age 8, American Samoa. Brianna F., age 11, Utah, USA. Ellison P., age 8, Utah, USA, and Luke B., age 7, Kansas, USA.
Would you like to send something to show and tell? Turn to page 48 to find out how. End of show and tell.